Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio live programme, from 9.
One of the questions that Ozzy Osbourne is most frequently asked is, how come you're still alive? It's a bit rude, but if you look at the evidence, you can see why. Few men would survive 30 years of such boozing and drug-taking. Suicidal overdoses and quad bike accidents haven't helped the odds. But a lifetime of achievement in the music business has kept Ozzy going and endeared him to millions, first as lead singer for Black Sabbath and then as a hugely successful solo artist. But Ozzy came from humble beginnings in Aston and Birmingham. His father worked shifts as a toolmaker for GEC, and his mum worked for the car manufacturer Lucas. There were six kids to take care of, and money was tight. It's all a very long way from Ozfest, the heavy metal American shindig that made Ozzy $50 million in merchandising alone, and also the international and almost inexplicable success of his reality MTV show, The Osbournes. So he doesn't need the money, but we'll give him a tiny plug anyway. His autobiography is out now, and these are his inheritance tracks.
The song that I inherited was Swanee River by Al Jolson. All the people when I was looking, my parents and all the people like that, would sing Al Jolson after they had a few pints, you know.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so.
I can hear my father singing these things. Like, Mommy, how I love you. How I love you. And my dear.
Near you. I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time.
I mean, I remember when I used to go to the, sit outside the pub with him, and I was just remember thinking, that lemonade my dad drinks must be so wonderfully tasting. Because he's had a row with my mum, he's down in the pub, and he's now singing all these pub songs, and it must be great. So when I first tasted alcohol, I thought, this is not what my food ate. It was tasted horrible. I never really liked the taste of booze, but I like the feeling, so I used to just swallow it down quick, you know.
Among the folk, in a G-I-X, I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me, down by the Swanee.
Hard-working people. My father would never take a day off. If he was dying with the flu or... he'd still got to work in rain, wind, or whatever. The order of the day was, you've got to get a trade. So when I left school, I applied for a job as a plumber's mate, but then the only time a plumber works really hard is in the winter when pipes get burst, you know. I didn't like being cold too much.
I love the old folks at home.
That was what we had to look forward to until I discovered the Beatles, and then I thought, I want to be a common Beatle, and one thing led to another, and I ended up being successful with Black Sabbath. We used to have little shows in the house. My sisters would do Everly Brothers' Dream. Dream, 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 dream. And they used to do the harmony. And it was the best show of the week. It was Top of the Pops. And we used to gather around the old black and white television. Even my mother would sing along with it all. So if your parents like it, it's not good in most cases. Maybe on a rare occasion, someone who'll like the same music as their parents. But it's like me saying to my kids now, the Beatles, and they go, yeah, the Beatles.
In a G-I-X, I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me, down by the Swanee.
The pub. You would make me think of my father in a pub, because they would just sing that in a booth. This tastes okay, this shandy, but what does my dad drink? Because he's singing, I ain't singing. I think I'd have to be paranoid from Black Sabbath. I still play that song live on stage now when I do a show. I end the show with it. And it's kind of like my anthem, you know. I went to school with Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath. I wasn't friendly with him at school, although we became mates. And Black Sabbath are a band that were local guys that had a dream, and it all came true, you know. I remember being Roger Bay and the producers just jammed something out. We needed a couple of minutes to finish the album. We just jammed, and the Paranoid came out. And it was a hit single, and it was the real start of the band then. People would say, that's Paranoid song's great, it's going to be huge. And when you're in the bubble looking out, it's a completely different view of them from the bubble looking in. It's great. I mean, I became, in my own way, a Beatle, you know. I mean, when I met Sir Paul McCartney, I was like, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I did a thing on the TV show, my wife and I and the kids, and he was on the show, and Sharon said to me, I remember saying, did you ever think this would you'd be on the same, standing on the same stage as Paul McCartney? And I was like, wow. It's a simple tongue with an effective rhythm, you know. It's got its own colour, it's got its own vibe. I like to think that people in for years to come will still get enjoyment out of it, because it's like my anthem. Every now and again you get a song from nowhere, it comes and it's a gift. I mean, that was one of them songs that came out of nowhere, and it was the biggest hit out of the lot, you know. And it was the first time I ever got, I was on Top of the Pops. It was the first time that I had a top 10 single. I don't think I've had, apart from Changes, whom I did with my daughter, Kelly. I mean, it's one of them songs that it stands around my time, you know. And I hope people in the future get as much enjoyment as people now, you know, get out of it. And I do. When I first departed from Sabbath, I said, I'm not going to do any more Sabbath. And then the kids were going, we want to hear this, we want to hear Iron Man, War Pigs, Paranoid. And then I suddenly thought, well, you know, that's what they know me for, and I was a quarter of writing it, so why not? If I don't do it now, it's not, I haven't finished the show. Every night I'll do that somewhere in my set. It's one of the one songs that I can't get away from, and I don't want to, you know. It's always, it's still as much fun to play now as it was back then, you know. It's a good song.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.